Now, the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News with Seth Mila, news with Chris Connolly, sports with Tom King, and the Newsline 9 forecast with Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is 6:10, let's say, in the morning, and I hate to do this to Tom. Tom, I don't mean to embarrass you at all, but there's a subject matter that we need to talk about.
I see the picture you have over there on your computer.
Well,
it's
noticed
Smiling Bob.
I noticed some of the research that you've been doing lately on the internet.
Oh, stop it.
Smile.
And I'm concerned for your health.
Uh-huh.
You know? The reason I bring this up is there's an article from Malaysia.
Okay. I've right? never been to Malaysia.
Okay. I mean, if that's the direction you want to go in, that's fine. But, see, a guy in Malaysia got online, was doing the same searching that you've been doing.
Oh, will you just stop it?
And he was trying to buy something online to help increase the size of, you know.
To make Mrs. Bob all happy.
Yes, yes. There's a reason.
And
well,
what happened?
Well, what happened is...
It lasted for more than 4 hours. He had to go to the emergency room.
Well, his name is Ong, O-N-G. And he spent about $167 to order an enlargement kit. And I'm just going to handle this delicately, an enlargement kit.
You've already handled it delicately.
It is. I'm handling it very delicately. Everybody knows what we're talking about, and I don't have to say the name of it, okay? He wants to be a bigger man, shall we say. So he ordered this kit, $167, and when he got it, all they sent him was a magnifying glass.
That's awesome.
So there's that.
The problem is you have to get your date to look through the magnifying glass.
It even came with instructions, and it said, do not use in direct sunlight.
Yeah. The place we get our news from, our state news on the computer, got hacked. And along with the news updates, the sports updates,
right,
the day in history updates,
right,
there are now ads for Viagra. They got hacked. And somebody has put on ads for cheap internet Viagra on our news site.
No, radio DJs may be the target audience there.
Yeah, that could be possible.
If your morning show lasts for more than 4 hours, please see a doctor. I believe you have something else for us, do you not?
I do. I have a stumper for us. 715-845-2155 is the number to call if you know the answer to today's question. Remember, you can only win once every 30 days. Here it is. On this date, 1969, there was a documentary that premiered in Los Angeles along with a new Andy Warhol film that had to do with a band.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary was called Feast of Friends. What band was it about? 715-845-2155. On this date, 1969, a new documentary debuted in Los Angeles called Feast of Friends. It was about a band. What band was it about?
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Jimi Hendrix.
It was not Jimi Hendrix.
All right. Thanks for calling, though. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The Birds.
It was not the Birds.
Okay. Those would have been my guesses. I have no idea.
I've got a good guess. I'm not sure if it's right.
In the break, I threw out all my suggestions, and they were all wrong. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
How about the Doors?
It was the Doors.
Congratulations. I was going to get to the Doors. I went through the Stones and the Who.
Yeah, I was going to guess Rolling Stones. Yeah.
Jim Morrison and the Doors were an L.A. band, made their bones on Sunset Strip. In fact, Jim Morrison was a student, I think at either USC or UCLA.
I think he was UCLA.
For a very short amount of time
before
he decided to make his fortune in the rock biz. Yeah, the Doors is the correct answer.
All right, sir. What's your first name?
My name's Bob.
Really?
Are you smiling, sir?
Are you smiling, Bob?
I'm smiling big.
All right. Hold on for me just a second. I got to come back to you and get all the pertinent information so the prize troll can send you something really nice. And no, it's not something we ordered from the internet, I promise.